Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Baby, I'm in love with you. Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghost will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.
I love that.
Ah, good morning. Welcome to Lunch with Corey and JoJo, and as you see, someone's probably calling to share news. Did I not send out a press release saying no calling during these hours? I'm pretty sure I did.
Corey's going to have to cut somebody.
I am going to have to cut somebody. Let's do this live on the air just to make people laugh. This is what happens when I don't want to talk to you. Okay. Now.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Oh, I'm awful. Whoever is going to call right back, most likely. Something's wrong with the phone. You're listening to Live Lunch with Corey and Ginger. I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger. It doesn't get any more live than this, people. It's the real deal.
Oh, I am feeling, now I feel bad. Not really. But anyway. Everybody
right,
has been warned. They've been warned.
As I have been warned, they're going to get it. We're going to get them.
So what you got?
I've got some sad news for you Rock Band lovers and Dance Central lovers. Harmonix slashes 12-15% of its staff. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. And they say that while details are thin at the moment, multimedia outlets are reporting that Harmonix has laid off 12-15% of its 250 people staff. The company says that the downsizing is meant to bring the Rock Band maker in line with its current development plans. Those plans don't seem to involve a decent share of its full-time employees, it says. Ooh, that's a little bit low. The company is rumored to be working on a 3DS game, but other games being developed at the studio are unknown at this time. It looks like sources close to the company claim that these layoffs will not affect future projects or current downloadable content plans for Rock Band or 3 or Dance Central. Not sure about that. They do say this is troubling news, not completely unexpected, as earlier this year the company was sold to a holding company for...
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, they just regained its independence after being sold to a holding company for a... low, very, very low, sad, $50.
Which means debt somewhere. That's a slap in the face if it wasn't debt. MTV, yeah, that's not right.
No, and I love me some Dance Central.
I do too. I was, hoping, we know it's being affected. We can see it's being affected because we know Harmonix is, you guys that play Rock Band and Dance Central know every week there's new stuff out. There's so much stuff you can't pick which to download, and there's been nothing. So we know they're affected. I'm sorry to hear that. Hate to hear that.
Me too.
Just goes to show you, one day you're on top, next day you're not.
That is true.
Oh, I suppose I have to do a story now. No.
Yeah, that is kind of your turn.
Oh, man, this job always asks me to do stuff. So apparently... Yeah, I'm back to my word. RuneScape developer. RuneScape maker Jagex Limited announced this morning that it has accepted an injection of cash from Inside Venture Partners, Spectrum Equity Investors, and the Ring Group. The company says that this cash injection will enable it to accelerate growth of its development and publishing capabilities. Jagex recently published its first third-party titled War of Legends. The company plans to publish more titles in the next 12 months and will continue to develop and publish its own titles for various platforms. Chris Mitchell and Jim Quagliarella, oh good lord, the name, Quagliaroli of Spectrum Equity, and Brandon Gardner and John Salter of Rain will join Jagex. These people with the names, do you not think of how hard they're going to be to say?
I think they do. I think that's the reason why they name them these things.
Oh, God. Jagex's board of directors is what he'll be joining as part of the investment deal. And Mark Gerhard, along with Jeff Horing, yeah, and Alex Chrysis from Insight Venture Partners will continue to serve as directors of the company. Good God, people. So that's interesting.
Oh, no.
Moving along.
Okay. Moving along. I love me some zombies. PopCap launches Plants vs. Zombies for the PlayStation Network. I know I mentioned this very briefly, a week or two ago, but they've got more information now. Latest adaption of the award-winning franchise features two modes of multiplayer action, 12 achievements, and 21 mini-games. PopCap Games, the worldwide leader in casual video games, today announced the global launch of Plants vs. Zombies for the PlayStation Network, an extension of the company's hugely popular franchise. This adaptation delivers two modes of non-stop multiplayer action, 12 achievements, and 21 mini-games. Plants vs. Zombies on the PlayStation Network is one of the most action-packed iterations of PopCap's blockbuster award-winning game series, in which players armed with an arsenal of mutant zombie-battling plants must defend their home against hordes of the quirky undead. The fun never dies, with plenty of head-to-head challenges and cooperative gameplay throughout. Oh, this is hilarious. I think I've read most of these, but I'm going to go over the features again really quick since they're given them to me. A total of 7 addictive game modes, including two multiplayer modes, co-op and versus mode, 12 achievements, and 21 mini-games, including the fan-favorite Heavy Weapon mini-game, inspired by another of PopCap's popular titles, a novel fun way to track and share progress online where players create and accessorize their own custom house and cruise down the street to see their friends' cribs. Oh, that's hilarious. Sharp high-definition graphics at 1920 by 1080, all 50 levels of the original adventure mode, along with puzzle, survival, and Zen garden modes. So that is awesome. PlayStation Network people, congratulations. You've got you some Plants vs. Zombies. Go get them. There's butter on your head. Screen door shield.
And there's zombies on your lawn.
Zombies on your lawn. We don't want those on the lawn, no.
As they will be later this week. We've been warning you all week.
Mm-hmm. Lovesick zombies and rocket launchers, baby.
Well, who knew dragons have souls? Did you know?
But they do?
They do, apparently.
Oh.
Well.
Injured, didn't they?
They did. Global free-to-play games publisher Nyanga. Good gracious, these names, I'm telling you. They have announced the launch of the pre-beta registration of its newest free-to-play title, Dragon Soul. It's a fantasy-themed, massively multiplayer online role-playing game. Did we really need you to write that out? MMORPG? That blends distinctive 3D graphics and classical role-playing elements with an immersive story into a unique gaming experience. With Dragon Soul, the cross-platform publisher Nyanga is announcing its second high-quality online game for 2011. So this is their second one. Wow, my voice is not going to hold out, I don't think. I'm going to hold it down as long as I can. Jen, I think you're breaking up.
I am.
Yeah, you are. Besides all that little long information they gave us in MMORPG, they're saying it has a strong focus on PvP encounters in Kingdom Wars. Players will even be able to become the king of their kingdom, or queen, thank you, by election of other players and form alliances with other kingdoms to fight a stronger opponent with their combined power. Okay, that sounds interesting. Yonga apparently is a newly formed games publisher and they're headquartered in Berlin, Germany. The new company is led by ex-Frogster and Gamigo executives Rolf Klopel, Benjamin Kaiser, Stefan Heinz, Bjorn Kasochin, and Marcus Melching, with the intent of bringing games to the new generation of online and mobile gamers throughout the world. Those Germans always going for gold. The beta website starts today and is accepting applications already. The beta test of the game is scheduled for spring, which is just in a few months of this year. You can go check that out at DragonSoulOnline.com. And that is already up on the site if you can't spell for some odd reason. Some of you can't. Scary.
You mean leet speak isn't how we should spell everything?
Stop it.
Okay, so I've got a news update from Breach. Looks like they released a statement to say lag reduced significantly in their patch. Patch also adds new dedicated server features. So in other words, hey, people who left because y'all were frustrated, please come back. Atomic Games, a developer of simulations for the U.S. military and intelligence agencies and a pioneer in military action games, announced today that the release of a new patch for the Windows PC version of Breach and a patch for other systems will be available soon. Looks like this patch for the Windows PC version reduces lag significantly and also addresses issues some users reported in connecting to games, as well as a variety of other issues. They say, in addition, in response to requests from avid fans of the game, Atomic has added new features to the Breach dedicated server application. All right, so let's see what these new features are. Dedicated server no longer requires Steam to be running. New feature allows configurable ports in dedicated server. Some of the fixes in the patch are all known crashes fixed. Ooh, all known. That's nice. Many fixes to reduce lag. Network performance improved by more than 33%. Bug that caused Soul Survivor games to end in draw fixed. Bug that caused invisible canister in retrieval games fixed. Bugs that caused Vendetta icon to appear incorrectly fixed. Server browser can now sort by numbers of players, and the server browser can now be manipulated with mouse scroll wheel. Fixed bugs related to the friendly fire settings. So hopefully, I guess that means you can't shoot each other, or at least your friends. Better ability for a laggy game to recover when bandwidth improves. And dedicated server stability significantly improved. So that is awesome. If you are interested, Breach is available for $19.99 or less on Windows PC through major retailers nationwide. Steam, Direct to Drive, all that fun stuff. It has been rated T for Teens by the ESRB. And they say for further intelligence, further intelligence can be gathered at www.breachgame.com.
Well, there's something that we've all been asking for since 2008, for several years. that's number five on the list. This is number two. It is an eye control pad.
Ooh.
Everybody bow their heads in reverence. Wow. It is now available for order at the hefty price of $74.99. I'm not sure about this. And this comes from our friends over at Engadget. It's basically, if you guys recall, some of you who have iPhones, there was a dock connector. Use Bluetooth and all that goody gumdrop stuff. It is now standalone. It looks like it supports Motorola, Backflip, BlackBerry Touch. They're saying that not all game emulators will work with this, unfortunately. Your mileage may vary. The first devices are going to ship next week, again, at $74.99. But in all honesty, I'm going to say I wasn't one of the ones waiting for it because I still have my Game Boy Advance. I have no need for this. But some of you out there who are new to the whole gaming arena, you're just coming of age and getting into gaming, you probably don't know what a Game Boy Advance is. Maybe you remember them if they're your gaming days of yore. But if you can find a Game Boy Advance, it's going to be much cheaper than picking this up for $74.99. But it is pretty. It looks like it'll fit in your credit card pocket, girls, with your purse. It looks like it. I can't really tell the dimensions, but you can go over to Engadget.com and check that out. It's Lisa's not pink, it's black. Yeah.
Yay.
And because that one was so short, let me give you another one.
Oh, okay.
If Ginger does not mind. Do you mind, Ginger?
No, go for it. Go for it.
Well, my favorite my favorite console of all time, Sega Genesis, has a portable CDX. Yay! Thanks to a lovely man by the name of Ben Heck. His portable Sega Genesis CDX is up, and what they're saying, they're calling it Superfluous Gaming Mod. Awesome. Heck has pointed out that a lot of the console games were FMV nonsense, but like most gaming systems, the 1994 release CDX has a ton of supporters. And for those of you who fit that description, he's combined the CD drive and motherboard from an old CDX with a CHOP 6 button Genesis controller, an old camcorder battery, and a 4-inch LCD screen. I love it. So you can take your Sonic the Hedgehog, your Snatcher, with you in your pocket. I'm going to stop. I'm going to just stop. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead, but you can also check that out over at Engadget. I'm excited about that one because I don't know where my Sega Genesis is. It's somewhere here in the house. It's calling out to me, but I can't figure out where it is to rescue it.
It's in the closet, hiding behind the dust bug somewhere.
It probably is. I found the PlayStation 1, but I don't know where the Genesis is, so maybe this will replace it. Yay! Jen, you?
I'm going to jump in. I'm going to pull this from GamePolitics.com. University of Texas at Dallas students take on National STEM Video Game Challenge. Two different teams from the University of Texas at Dallas have submitted entries into the first annual National STEM Video Game Challenge. These two teams are comprised of Arts and Technology, ATEC, and Computer Science students at the university. The students are developing... The students are developing games that meet the criteria of the National STEM Video Game Challenge to motivate America's youth to learn more about science, technology, engineering, and math. Ooh, I like it. I like it a lot. So the teams entered into the Collegiate Prize Division. I probably said that wrong. Which gives out awards of $25,000 to the top undergraduate or graduate game submission geared toward young children, grades pre-K through 4. Looks like the first team is compromised of students. Oh, I'm going to kill this. I'm so sorry. Janainen Sankilia, Liz Curtis, Chris Camacho, and Matthew Tackett. They created a game called Mission Earth, The Search for Hamburgers. That's awesome. So this game encourages the use of scientific method by helping an alien named Gumpert explore the planet. Sankilia says, we entered because it seemed like a fun, unique challenge to tackle with the potential for national recognition. Our game is designed to help young kids learn the steps of the scientific method, a core mentality that applies across STEM fields, and to help kids cultivate a desire to learn more about space. The second team of students includes Tony Wu, Adam Chandler, Michael Kaiser.
Adam Chandler.
And Daniel Rice. They created a game called Space Cadet. The game aims to teach kindergartners about basic math concepts such as length and height by launching rockets. Wu says, a chance to design games is always welcome. Using space exploration as the background for our game and in-game learning objectives as the base concepts for learning, we hope to create a fun learning experience that doesn't feel like learning. The assistant professor of game design at UT Dallas, Dr. Monica Evans, says that she was thrilled that so many of our students, many of whom are working on educational or training game-based research projects, are able to take that experience and create their own educational games. She also adds that she's very proud of both teams and wishes them both the best of luck. So that is awesome. It looks like Game Politics pulled this from the University at Dallas website, which is utdallas.edu, if you want to grab some more information. But way to go, guys. That sounds pretty awesome. And they're from Texas, which, you know, Texas is where it's happening.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
We keep warning you.
We got the game in on lock.
We're taking over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Jalapenos and 10-gallon hats for everybody. Okay. All right. Well, I just lost my story. Oh, there it is. Okay. So, also from Game Politics, I had to do this one because of our good friends over at DisabledGamer.com. This is probably a cause they're going to get behind. And we also like to get behind as well. Chuck Bittner, who is a disabled gamer, desperately needs our help. We won't say desperately. Probably they don't desperately need our help, but it would be nice if you would pop over to GamePolitics.com and check out this story. Chuck is a star of a website called AskACapper.com and has put up an online petition asking video game console makers and game developers to allow consumers to reconfigure button configurations. The companies that he's making this appeal to, and Disabled Gamers has done this before as well, is Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, Zipper Interactive, Infinity Ward, and Treyarch. Though in general, he would like all developers to support remapping the controller functions. And you're saying, why should they do this? Well, the reason is why, the main reason why, of course, is to have the ability to remap the keys in games to make it easier to set up configurations for those with disabilities. You can check, yes,
I love this cause.
This is a wonderful cause. I'm going to actually give you the URL because I'd like for you to go over. You have no excuse if you can't find it at Game Politics. It's going to be petitiononline.com/CU5T0M/petition.html. All you got to do, people, is click it. It's not difficult. Sign it and give your support. Some of you are like, well, I'm not disabled. Well, you never know. You might be tomorrow or 5 years from now, and you still want to be able to play your games. So this is a great cause, and we should all, as gamers, you know, disabled gamers are part of our family too. We're all a dysfunctional family, but we're still a family. So go over and sign the petition. Don't make me find you.
Oh, she's going to get you if y'all don't.
Don't make me find you. And I am signing while on air. Yes.
I will be headed over there after this because I'm afraid if I open up any more windows, my computer will, you know, shoot me.
Okay, so now. And it's public. Yes, and it's public. You'll see my name there.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, I'm going to start my next little deal. Mad Catz Cyborg branded RAT7 professional gaming mouse wins Guinness World Records title. I'd like to say that was a long title for that. All right. So, Mad Catz Interactive, they're a leading third-party interactive entertainment accessory provider, announces today that its critically acclaimed Cyborg-branded RAT7 gaming mouse has been crowned as the world's most customizable mouse by the esteemed Guinness World Records organization. Esteemed, really. All right. Okay, so for over 50 years, Guinness World Records has been the global leader in the monitoring, ratification, and publication of record-breaking facts, where their team works year-round to maintain their high standards and record-breaking verification establishing Guinness World Records as one of the world's best loved brands. That was a long sentence. All right. So I want to read more about this thing. I don't really care about that. All right. The hardbacked gamers edition of the Guinness World Records annual has fast established itself as a seasonal favorite amongst gamers. In 2011, the Cyborg Rat 7 was awarded with the title the world's most customizable mouse, with the publication commenting that it has a total of 1,344 different physical configurations in addition to its customizable driver software. That's crazy. The Cyborg Rat 7 is the most adaptable input device of its kind. They went on to proclaim it as perfect for pro gamers. Yeah, so this is endorsed by the Guinness World Records. That is crazy. This comes just weeks after IGN awarded the Cyborg Rat 7 with their PC Hardware of 2010 award. All right, so where can you get this? Looks like you can get it at any or most leading retailers. MSRP of $99.99. You want to check it out on their store? Head over to store.gameshark.com.
Wow. I'm kind of sort of impressed. Well, another company wanting to get in on the whole making games and social racket is Antix Game Player. That's not the one you just did, is it?
No.
There's so many of these things. Good gracious. Now, this is a development year. It's not actually a games year. It's a whole bunch of development tools. Okay, so Antix Game Player says they're making social games more social.
Virtually.
Yes. They've announced that they will demonstrate it next week's, yes, another conference, Mobile World Conference. I don't think we told you about that one yet. The transformational capability to improve consumers' experience with games on phones, TVs, and other connected devices, while simultaneously reducing network operators' churn and bandwidth overload. Interesting. And the scenario they're presenting is, imagine that you're watching one of your friends playing a game on his phone. You like it and want to play the game for yourself on your own device. To get it from the network is either too expensive, inconvenient, too slow, or simply too antisocial. So your friend's phone may be entirely different from your own. So here you are watching your friend playing a high-quality casual or premium game, and you want in. But you can't because of the many barriers stopping you as a consumer do what you want. So consumers can now get their games from, you can either get your game from another subscriber when they're in close proximity if they're using the Antix game player, even if they're not you're not connected to their service provider's network. However different the devices may be, this particular device means that the user's insatiable appetite for game content and service can be fulfilled immediately without having to use viable carrier's bandwidth. As well as being able to connect and play via portals, Antix uniquely allows players to and consumers, the gracious people, these PRs are crazy, to share or challenge others in immediate proximity by beaming games from one device to another, only accessing the service to make any required payment. Games can therefore be virally distributed in game communities created without increasing network traffic load. Rights management integrated in the player makes sure that the rights and the revenues of the publishers remain protected. Most carriers are concerned they are becoming dumb pipes supporting a diverse range of fragmented devices, increasingly losing ownership of their customers and amplifying churn. A large portion of application downloads are games, so the opportunity for consumers to share their high-performance, casual, and premium games, much as they do their music, video, and pictures with MP3, MP4, and JPEG, respectively, is hugely compelling as it ties more of them closely to the service provider. This, if it actually works, is an amazing invention, I do have to say. Wow.
That does sound pretty awesome.
I think that they're going to disappear.
Yeah.
The gaming Gestapo is going to come after these people, and the gaming Gestapo meaning the cell phone companies. I don't think
well, you know what, cell phone companies, if you wouldn't treat us horribly, if you wouldn't overcharge us.
They are not going to like this at all. This is, you know, you're cutting the bandwidth. This is where we make our money, especially AT&T. They charge you even when you're not using your bandwidth. You're asleep.
Thieves. Yeah. Thieves. Oh, yeah, I'm calling you out, AT&T. Thieves.
Look, you're asleep and not even using your phone. And it's like you've been charged 45 cents for your...
And I need to fix my phone. Me and them are going to go round and round again.
It is time for us to take a break, unfortunately. We know you guys love to listen to us ramble about the news, but we got to take a quick break. And we send this next song out, this break song out, to our lovely people over at AT&T on behalf of Ginger.
No, no, oh, no. Oh, no, you didn't. Yo. Oh, no, where are my messages? I'm not getting them. So we fix it.
We will be right back after this short break. If you're listening, am I right? Listening live, you'll have to download later. Those of you listening live, why don't you pop over to our site? There's a preview of Old Best Chef. You can't buy her yet, or you can't get it yet. But it's there.
You ain't got a prayer, you owe me.
In our free time.
You still hot. Purple and green ATV.
I'm bad at you.
I'm still on a horse.
I'm on a horse. Awesome.
I'm going to get cut. Y'all aren't going to hear from me tomorrow because I'm dead in her backyard.
No, you're going to be dead in front of some mutant chickens so we can recycle.
Yeah. Check it out. They do like to try to peck at my behind when I'm running by.
Or the sandworm.
Such humiliation will bring annihilation at last. All the time. Oh, no,
you did. Can you make some bullets for my revolver? When I get that you're all highbrow and everything. Oh, no, you
did. There's no second chance. You will be the dancer of sorrow. Oh, no, you did. Oh, no, you did. Oh, no, you did.
Are you in the pipe and machete like I am?
No, I'm the pipe and machete, but I made myself too much. You didn't
pay me what you
yeah, you hear that,
AT&T? I got a 2x4. I gotta fix my 2x4. Down.
I love my 2x4. Much better than my shovel was.
I think I broke my shovel.
Alright, come on.
Oh, no, you didn't. Better watch your back, boy. Keep running. This ain't just a game, I'll never stop coming.
I got one of those big cushiony helmets on, like what baseball players wear. And I got my 2x4 and I got safety glasses on. You know, the mutated blood doesn't get my eyes or bash people up dead.
Oh,
no,
you
grenades on either side of my head. Yeah, baby. So many ways to kill, it's gonna be
a thrill to end. I do love Mr. Polliner.
So much fun. I really didn't think I was gonna get into it. I did so much the first time. The second time around, oh, I'm loving it. Beautiful, beautiful game.
The Fallen Earth is truly for the hardest of hardcore gamers. If you're not hardcore, stay wherever you are.
It's no joke, people. They're going to make you work for it.
Yeah, there is no level grinding.
No, you're going to be cussing it the whole way, but it's so great. And you're not going to do another 5 quests before you give me my ATV key.
All I know is I have learned pretty much every recipe under the sun, sugar cookies and relish, flat beer. I think I learned how to make cherry soda the other day.
Oh, nice.
That game is bad for dieting, I will tell you that much. Okay, so we are back from our short break, and we are no longer live. For those of you who are listening live, they're pissed off. They're like, that conversation was getting good. Cherry soda?
They totally missed it.
That's right. Got to download to hear the rest. So, Ginger, I believe that it is your turn, Miss. I have an ATV way before Corey, and I can't make her bullets because I didn't learn how.
And I did not learn how to make bullets because I don't use them.
Somebody got to take care of them sandworms, and I can't do it with a pipe and a machete.
Just walk up and smack them in the head.
I did. They bite me, and then they gang up. Like 5 of them come. But they're hard to outrun, even with my little sprinting thing.
You need the taunt. You know, where the chick just, you know, flips them off, and they come running. It's great.
I did that, and then I had 3 that came.
See? No.
They like me. I'm tasty. That's all I got to say.
Right, so with Guitar Hero out the door, I guess, you know, it had to come. Mariachi Hero, stepping to the beat can save your life. Oh, yeah, baby. Rhythm-based music gaming coming to the iPhone and iPad this February. Coming off the successful debut title, Pirates vs. Ninjas vs. Zombies vs. Pandas, we at Panvision are pleased to announce our new iPhone and iPad game called Mariachi Hero.
That's epic.
All right, so playing as a mariachi in Mexico, you have wandered off into the desert and have suddenly been attacked by cockroaches, flying melons, and vultures. All right.
Fallen Earth. This doesn't sound like mariachi.
No. All right, so by stepping to the beat, you can stay alive and naturally score points that you've sent to Facebook, as you do when you're lost in the Mexican desert being attacked. All right. Mariachi Hero is a game for young and old and has got something to offer for everyone. Several stages with multiple levels and difficulties, bonus games in between levels, post scores to Facebook to brag or challenge your friends, earn achievements, and top the leaderboard in Apple's Game Center. This is hilarious.
You know what's bad is when they're good. When you guys hear us pause, that means it's really good. We're trying to read because imagine. Yeah, we want to read too. We're like, oh my God, this looks so much. Read it.
So the director of games publishing, Matthias Strystrom. Sorry if I just butchered your name. Mariachi Hero is a great new game we have had under development for some time. It's got something for everyone, and it's perfect for playing during commute or when you have a minute to spare during your day. View the brand new Mariachi Hero teaser trailer on our website. For more information about the game, you can head over to Mariachi, mariachihero.com. So that's Mariachi Hero. I'm probably butchering that word. So sorry. .com. So head on.
Yay!
That is awesome. So pretty.
It does sound interesting. I think the cockroaches, as horrible as it sounds, is what makes it sound interesting.
As long as they're not the ones from Fallen Earth that are as big as flipping trucks.
Man, you guys are going to have fun listening to us talk about this Wednesday. We're giving you little tidbits, but there is so much with Fallen Earth. Make sure you're listening tomorrow night.
Huge.
Yeah, we could never tell you all of it, even in our short 45-minute podcast. Oh, man. Awesome, awesome game. Awesome game. Okay. While we're on the subject of awesome games, did I not tell you it was a week of zombies and hordes and things?
Love me some zombies.
Well, PlayStation Network 3 or PlayStation 3 gamers, you can now get a sample of the award-winning action strategy dragon game Horde for free. Horde sounds like zombies. I thought I'd throw that in there, but it's not. It's actually a dragon game. This is from Big Sandwich Games. I love saying the name of their company. That's a good name there. I can pronounce it, and it makes me hungry.
Sandwich Games.
Big sandwich.
I am.
The full game is already available for purchase on the PlayStation Network. Horde, they're saying, is at its strongest with a controller in hand. And this comes from Tyler Sigmund, who's the game's designer. He said, "We know that the addictive gameplay really sells itself when players get a chance to try it. We also know that a lot of consumers who still don't know Horde exists will be so we'll be glad that we can finally make the demo available and remove that obstacle for you." The demo will allow gamers to sample their fire-breathing, gold-collecting skills on several maps and game modes, including a two-player local, for you couch potatoes, co-op level. The full game includes 4 game modes, over 35 maps, leaderboards, trophies, and any combination of local and online multiplayer, making Horde one of only a few options for a 4-person couch party style play. I love it. Couch party. The full version of Horde is on sale now on the PlayStation Network for $14.99 and includes dozens of hours of gameplay and over 100 unique badges to be earned. Horde-themed avatars and wallpapers are also available. From the lovely people at Big Sandwich Games, you can also visit the official website, hordegame.com, or become a fan on Facebook, /Horde Game. And, of course, if you just really like the name like we do, you can go over and check out Big Sandwich Games at bigsandwichgames.com. I want a big sandwich. I would like to warn you ahead of time, listeners and Ginger, I just got Starbucks in my hand. Just run for the hills already.
Ooh,
I haven't even taken a
I'm thinking I'm going to have to run to town, go get me some Subway in a little bit.
You're talking about Subway.
Sorry. You're talking about food? I'm a hungry woman.
Coffee, not food. You're bad.
All right, so I think I'm going to steal this. I don't think Corey's done this one yet. Natsumi releases Real Fishing 2 and Harvest Moon Back to Nature on PlayStation Network.
Oh, yes.
Natsumi Incorporation announced today that Real Fishing 2 and Harvest Moon Back to Nature are now available for download on the PlayStation Network. The games are rated E by the ESRB, so, you know, they're family-friendly, sounds like. These are two great PlayStation classics that deliver just as much fun today, says Hiro Makiwa, the president and CEO at Natsumi. Real Fishing 2 boasts the gorgeous settings and thrilling realistic fishing action that have made the series such a long-running favorite. Harvest Moon Back to Nature is loaded with colorful characters, fun activities, and action-packed mini-games. Real Fishing 2 Real Fishing 2 is a highly regarded entry in one of the best-selling fishing franchises of all times. It still stands out as a deep, beautiful, and thoroughly realistic fishing simulation. I love me some fishing simulations. With 4 different fishing methods, 70 types of fish, and more than 500 different pieces of tackle to experiment with. They say Real Fishing 2 will have you hooked. So the first Harvest Moon game for the PlayStation, Harvest Moon Back to Nature, puts you in charge of your family's struggling farm. Can you bring it back from the brink of ruin and turn it into a flourishing farmstead?
Yes, I can. Harvest
Moon. I bet you could, too. Harvest Moon Back to Nature boasts more than 50 characters to help and befriend, tons of fun-filled mini-games, and a bushel of festivals and events. Grow crops, raise livestock. I can't talk. Raise livestock, and you might even start a farming family of your own. Oh, that's so cute.
Part of that sounds.
So, you want some more information? You want to find out more? You can head over to Natsumi, NATSUME.com. They're also on Facebook, NATSUME.com/Facebook, and on Twitter.com, Natsumi Incorporation, INC.
Let me tell you how much I love Harvest Moon. Right now, on my DS, on my dining room table, is Harvest Moon on pause.
How's the fishing? Is it good?
Yes. Well, no, there's no fishing in that one.
No fishing?
Yeah, so I'm going to
have to try farming one. Oh, yeah, let's try it.
I'm going to have to try that one, but the best fishing game for me so far is I'm still trying to get Ginger to play this, is Lost in Bluetooth, the spear fishing.
I know. I've got to get me.
Let's talk to Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Why
did you say your names correctly? Just send me one.
And I just did their little logo. Nintendo. I love you, Nintendo. I do. I do.
Yes.
Truly, deeply, madly, I love you. Okay, you people. Yes, I love them because they made Link. Mm-hmm. There's Link's daddies. Okay, so, or mommies, whatever you want to call it. I'm not sure if this is good news or bad news, but we'll tell you about it anyway. 24 Moss has acquired THQ's wireless operations. Yeah, again, not sure if that's good or bad. The acquisition of THQ wireless operations comes on the heels of 24 MAS's announcing ad-funded application campaigns with brands such as Samsung, Olay, and Malaysia Airlines. An award-winning technology company, 24 MAS has built a profitable business by offering advertisers, carriers, and content partners a diagnostic platform for mobile advertising and premium wireless content and application solutions. 24 MAS plans to incorporate THQ wireless operations into its own wireless strategy of mobile advertising, content distribution, cloud services, and application hosting. The acquisition and ongoing partnership with THQ means 24 MAS will have an unparalleled reach to many millions of potential customers globally, both via for application, content distribution, as well as mobile advertising solutions, says Tiro Turunen, CEO of 24 MAS. He also says THQ wireless operations provide a value add in terms of reach, services, and technology combined with proven management, operational excellence, and revenue growth potential. If you are interested in learning more about that, 24 MAS is headquartered in Stockholm, Sweden, and they now have four major hubs, one here in the U.S., Europe, Asia Pacific, and Latin America. Keep an eye on these people. They're trying to take over the world, and that's our job. You can visit them at 24mas.com if you're interested in the business side of things. Keep an eye out. I don't know how this will affect us, but I'm pretty sure it will. Somehow. It will come back to bite us in the butt. Somehow.
All right. So did we already go over the photo fantasy and zombie seeker?
No, I don't believe we did. You said the zombie word. That's a word for the week. Ding, 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 ding.
Zombie Week, yay! All right, so Photo Fantasy and Zombie Seeker for Nintendo DS now available at retail outlets nationwide. Sorry, y'all can hear my chair squeaking as I'm rocking back and forth. Photo Fantasy Brain Teaser tests players' power of observation. First-person zombie shooter challenges gamers in a fight against the undead. Okay, I hadn't even realized the time. Video game publisher Zoo Entertainment today announced that Photo Fantasy and Zombies Seeker are now available for the Nintendo DS. Based on three enchanted fantasy-inspired stories, Photo Fantasy challenges gamers to spot subtle differences in a variety of images. As players flex their minds exploring the worlds of Goldilocks, Robin Hood, and Dreams, they must race against the clock on their own to try to outwit their friends in multiplayer mode. To ensure that players are continually tested as they perfect their skills, Photo Fantasy also offers three different levels of difficulty, 5 for easy, 6 for medium, and 7 for hard. Oh, wow. By testing players' survival skills, zombies with Z on the end, Seeker forces gamers to fight through 5 intense adrenaline-filled levels as they encounter hordes of the undead. With both single and multiplayer modes, players go head-to-head against infected, snarling zombies across three horrifying environments, including a haunted graveyard, a terrifying church, and a frightening carnival. As a fast-paced, first-person shooter, Zombie Seeker enables gamers to choose one of three weapons, a pistol, a shotgun, always go with the shotgun, and a machine gun, that's nice too, all in an intense battle to overcome their enemies. Photo Fantasy is rated E for everyone, and Zombie Seeker is rated T for teen. Both titles are now available for the Nintendo DS, priced at $19.99 each. So, looking for a website? Not really finding one. Oh, for more information, you can head over to zoogamesinc.com.
Yay! And we're out of here, people, because, as you know, BT, not our friends anymore. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding. We will see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Tomorrow you get us twice, two times in one day. Can you handle it? And be ready for the zombie talk and the Fallen Earth talk. We've been holding it back. We're going to unleash it on you tomorrow night. We'll have special guest Marie Kroll, and we'll tell you again tomorrow about what time to be here.
Can't wait to meet her.
Yes, she's an awesome lady. Awesome. Oh, what is this?
Oh, something I forgot we had on the board.
Head shop. Head shop, baby. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Here you go.
Hello.
Bye, guys.
Adios.